我们有点的祷告好不好？有点祷告。
Let's have some time for prayer.
我们谢谢你，借着你的宝血可以亲近你。
Lord, we thank you that through your precious blood we can come near you.
来到神的面前。
We can come before God.
得恩典，得连续，做随时的帮助。
We receive your grace and mercy and help, and it's timely help.
来到我们最喜乐的神面前。
And we come to our God who is the most joyous God, joyful God.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
Lord, we praise you, give you thanks.
早晨是你的聚会。
And this morning, it is your gathering.
这敬拜是属于你的。
The worship belongs to you.
在今天的早晨，在圣灵的里头，借着你的话，在向我们说话。
And this morning, through the Holy Spirit, speak to us.
更多的认识你。
So we have know you more.
更多的认识你的爱。
We'll know more about your love.
借着我们更多的顺服你。
And we'll submit to you more.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 不晓得那个后面弟兄姊妹可不可以听得到
？I don't know. Folks in the back, can you hear?
Okay. 感谢主的恩典，我们今天一同要来分享主的话，主的恩典。
Give thanks to God that we are here to share His mercy and His word.
首先，我就是分享一点今天诗班所唱的两首的诗歌。
First, I want to share something about the two songs that the choir just sang.
第一首诗歌是什么
？Which one is the first one?
Count
your blessings.
Calibration. 你知道这个作者是谁吗
？You know who the author is?
这个一个弟兄，这个神的仆人非常的特别。
This is a very unique brother.
神给他一些特别的恩典，能够借着诗歌来服侍神的儿女们。
God gave him some specific grace so that he can serve others.
他也是在 纽约东部的人。
He's from New York.
如果记得不错的话，他是所谓的 Methodist， 是那个群体或者是卫工会的。
If I remember it right, he served in the Methodist Church.
他的特别在哪里？他是一个正式的，人家所说的案例的牧师。
What's unique about him is that he is a pastor.
但是好像他没有正式的人所谓的牧养神的教会。
But he did not pastor a specific church.
但是我相信他的牧养借着诗歌，诗歌本身就是个信息，然后牧养神的儿女们。
But through the songs he wrote, that he is pastoring God's people.
那他做什么
？What did he do?
他是一个生意人。
He is actually a businessman.
如果知道你去看他的背景，他是一个那个搞所谓保险事业的。
If you know his background, he actually sells insurance, life insurance.
感谢主，他知道怎么样数算主的恩典。
But thanks to the Lord, he knows how to count the blessings from the Lord.
这首诗歌我们今天所唱的叫秋雨之福。
And the second one we the choir sang is autumn blessings.
在我的里头给我一些的启示，在这诗歌里头最起码有提到三次的依靠，依靠永远的依靠。
And the Lord gave me some revelations that in this song it mentioned three times that we should rely on Him.
因为在这诗歌里头有一个特别的地方，称我们的神，我们的主是我的神，我的王。
In this song, it referred to God as our Lord, our King.
我们如果称呼他是王
，If He's our King,
我们在所有的生活侍奉的里头。要真的是尊他做主，让他做王。
Then in all our ministry, all our lives, we need to make him our king.
这个是真正的称他为王。
And this is indeed calling him our king.
这是一个秋雨之福。
And that is the blessing from the autumn rain.
好像现在是秋天了，这神的恩典在圣灵的里头借着他的话，把他的恩典更多的赐福给你我。
Right now it's the fall. May through his Through the word of God, we receive more of His blessings.
那么这个主日跟下个主日，神给我一些恩典，能够分享主的话。
And this Sunday and next Sunday, and through God's grace, I can share with you some of His word.
那么我就在过去，我们的弟兄是分享活出基督，对不对
？In the past, our brother has shared about how to live out Christ.
我们的弟兄就特别讲到，基督是 你我的标杆。
Brother Chi shared that he is the goal of our life.
他是我们的意向。
He's our vision.
他是我们的目标。
He's our destination.
他是我们唯一的意向和目标。
He's our only vision and goal.
我们地上有许多的工作，许多的服事，这是重要。
We can do many works and ministry in our lives. That is important.
在服事神的时候，我们也需要主的恩典、主的恩赐来服事神的儿女们。
But when we serve God, we still need His blessings and need His grace.
但是工作、服事、恩赐都不是我们你我的目标。
But neither the work nor the blessing is our goal.
目标乃是作为标杆，我们耶稣基督的事情。
Our goal should be Christ Himself.
借着耶稣基督是你我的意向，你我的标杆，能够活出主耶稣。
Because Christ is our goal, then we can live out Christ in us.
你看我们的意向，刚刚特别提到腓立比书讲到。主里头的喜乐。
And Brother Gao shared with us the joy in Christ Jesus.
主是我们的亮光。
And He's our light.
我们借着都说主，主成了你我的喜乐，活出主的自己，主的喜乐，能够叫人看见这位复活的基督。
And when we have Him, we live out the joyful spirit He gave us, so the people will see that the Lord is in us.
那么，今天我们跟弟兄姊妹分享的主要有一点。我们怎么样活出基督？
And today I want to share one more thing about how we live out Christ.
这个秘诀就是你要认识神的爱。
The secret is to know the love of God.
如果认识主的爱，你就能活出基督。
If you know the love of God, then you can live out Christ.
但是认识主的爱，一个主要的秘诀是什么？
But what is the secret to know God's love?
认识主的爱的秘诀就是能够完全的顺服他。
And this secret is to have complete submission to him.
能够认识主的爱，你就能活出主的自己。
If you know his love, then you can live out his life.
这个我今天用的在以赛亚书里头，我们讲到窑匠，对不对？我们讲到神是你我的窑匠，你我是泥土，那么神在你我身上是怎么样制作成他所要的器皿。这个就是给每一个意象，这个是现代的窑匠。
And this is a picture of a potter forming a pot. And in the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah mentioned that God is the potter and we're the clay, and He's forming us to His will.
窑匠在窑，你我是窑匠手中的泥。
We are the clay in the potter's hand.
我们一起来读，耶和华说，一起来。
耶和
华说：“以色列家，我待你，岂不能造窑匠？以色列家，你在窑匠手中怎样？你们在我的手中也怎样？”这下去的主要经文，我们要认识主的爱之前，认主的自己之前。很重要一件事，我们要认识他的主权。
Before we know more about His love, the most important thing is we must know about His sovereignty.
我们都知道神是爱。
We know that God is love.
但是光认识神是爱，这个还不够。
But if you only know that, that's not enough.
你要更认识他的主权。
You must know about His sovereignty.
在以赛亚书53:7这边就告诉我们，神为什么创造你我。
Isaiah 43:7 mentioned why God created us.
我们用简单的一句话来说，就是为着他的荣耀创造了你我。
In summary, He created us for His glory.
我们刚刚也讲到，我们的神是窑匠，你我是泥土。
As we mentioned, God is the potter and we're the clay in His hand.
在以赛亚书里头就告诉我们，神自己说。我怎么样思想必照样成就。
And also in Isaiah, in God's own word, He said, whatever I was planning, I will fulfill it.
我怎么定义必照样成立。
Whatever I define, I will establish it.
最后我们认识神的主权还是回到神是窑匠，你我是泥土。
To know God's sovereignty, in our life, we must look at the potter and the clay.
在以赛亚书45:79里头就讲到简单的一句话：泥土岂可对拨弄他的说，你做什么呢？
In Isaiah 45, it mentions, how can the clay tell the potter, what are you doing with me?
如果你认识神的主权，我们就不敢这样问。
If you know about his sovereignty, then you dare not to ask such questions.
为什么神在你我身上有主权？我们再一次来看这个问题。
Let us look at why God has sovereignty in our life.
因为神创造了你跟我。
Because He created you and me.
在圣经里头告诉我们，我们是神的工作，在耶稣基督里头所做成的。
And the Bible tells that we are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ.
用方言很好。Workmanship, 或者这是神要神的杰作，你我是神的杰作。
Or we should say we are the masterpiece that God created.
你知道我们这个人是何等奇妙的一个人吗？
Do you know how wonderful is the human being?
我想我们就简单的举一个例子，你要强调人的眼睛是彩色的，同时要有自动对光的，比那个世界上最好的照相机还好，还漂亮。
If you look at our eyes, they are better than any automatic focus camera that you can ever buy.
那个有人讲到汽车，有人讲到人的鼻子呼吸好像没有什么，但是如果你要取代一个可以让我们呼吸的鼻子，那个场地好像一个足球场那么大。
You breathe through your nose, you may not feel anything, but if you want to make something to do the same function, it will be as big as a soccer field.
就一个机器摆在一个足球场上面。
And you have to build such a machine that occupies the whole soccer field to do the same thing.
虽然现在人类的科学文明何等的进步，但是我问这些做医生的、这些搞生物的，今天人类可不可以创造细胞？
Although our science and technology really is advanced these days, but let's ask this question to scientists. Can anybody create a cell?
你也跟我说弟兄，人类能够创造细胞吗？
And Brother Joe is a biologist. We can ask him. Can human create cells?
他摇头，我们后面还有向友斌，他也是搞科学，人类能创造细胞吗？
Brother 向友斌， what do you think?
人是一个非常奇特的神的创造。
Human being is a wonderful creation of God.
就介绍一点，我们弟兄是做什么？你知道我们的 B 弟兄搞生物的，你知道他研究什么吗？
Our brother B, he studies biology. Do you know what he does in his work?
他因为里头是搞 DNA 的。
His research is on DNA.
他的那个电脑那个 database 到底有多大？你可以问他。
If you wonder how big that database he needs to use is, you can ask him.
人是一个神奇妙的创造。
And humans are the wonderful creation of God.
你知道人的价值是多少吗？
And do you know our value? How valuable we are?
如果你记得主耶稣所说过，人的价值是多少？
If you remember, Lord Jesus mentioned how valuable we are.
耶稣说，人若赚得了全世界，丧失的生命有什么意义？
Jesus said, if you gain the whole world, but if you lose your life, that means nothing.
人的价值在神看来是全世界。
And the value of a human being is as huge as the whole world.
所以主耶稣愿意到地上来舍命拯救世上的人。
So that's why Jesus was willing to give up his life to save people in the world.
那个今天我就讲的主题是题目大纲，我就需要稍微说明一下。
And I want to briefly describe the main topic, the summary.
我们都知道，我们都是根据那个神所重要的仆人 Kim Morgan 的书，叫《活出基督》。
And it's based on a book written by one of God's important servants, Kim Morgan.
那么我就从他的大纲的里头有一些领会，那么跟弟兄姊妹来彼此分享。
And from the outline of his book, To Live as Christ, I have something I want to share. Sorry, To Live as Christ.
他第一个讲到神的主权。
First, he mentioned the sovereignty of God.
第二个还讲到人对神的态度。
Second, it's the our attitude toward God.
他就讲到我们所不喜欢听的，就是讲到软弱和放弃。
He mentioned things that we usually don't like to hear, that is being weak and give up.
简单来讲，就是谦卑，谦卑再谦卑。
And in simple words, that means humbleness, humility, and humility.
或者另外一句话来讲是顺服，顺服再顺服。Or
we can say submit, submit, and submit.
什么时候我们承认自己的软弱，我们什么时候就刚强。这是使徒保罗跟哥林多后书所告诉我们。And
in 2 Corinthians, Apostle Paul told us, whenever he was weak, then he was strong.
我们在神的面前的态度，我们再来说，是第一个照我们的本相来到主耶稣基督的面前。And
the attitude we should have when we come before God is we come to God as we are.
承认我们的软弱。We
admit that we are weak.
我投降在他的面前。And
we totally submit to him.
或者说束缚在他的面前。Or
we should say we totally give up.
今天有一个字，两个字合在一起，投降跟顺服。And
we have two words, surrender and submission.
合起来中文就叫做降服。And
in Chinese there's a word for it.
我们一起讲，投降跟顺服。And
it means surrender and submission.
我们一起说。 投降跟顺服,
and this is the secret to surrender and submit.
这是一个不受欢迎的名词,
and this is not a very welcome terminology.
因为它蕴含着人的失败，人的软弱，人好像打了败仗。
It makes you feel that we failed and we're so weak.
或者说我们打球打输了。
Or we lost in the game.
或者我们像比较跟我们比较强壮的人，我们就向他屈服了。Or
or to a stronger one, we cave in, we give up, we gave in.
没有人想做一个失败者。No
one wants to be a failure.
这个是有一个负面的意思。So
there's some negativity in it.
在这个充满竞争的时代里头，人总是教导不可放弃，不可让步。In
this age of competition, we are told that we should never give up. We should never give in.
我们很少提到说要降服这两个字。We
seldomly mention these words, surrender and submit.
今天你知道那个这个专业的球队他们的目的是什么？你知道吗？
And you know what's the purpose of the professional sports teams?
他们的目的是什么？
Do you know what that is?
就是要把球打赢了，对不对？
It's to win.
所以有一句话就讲说 winning is everything.
So there's a saying, winning is everything.
在这边下面我们提到两件事情可能会妨碍你我能够降服在神的面前。
So I want to mention two things that will be an obstacle for us to surrender and submit to God.
第一个是人的不信。
First is our unbelief.
或者人不愿意相信神，信靠神。
We are not willing to believe in him. We're not willing to rely on him.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我不认识神的爱。
Again, it's because we don't know about his love.
然后我们就依靠我们自己，靠着自己活在地上。
So we want to depend on ourselves to live our lives.
我们就不愿意信靠神。
And we don't want to trust in him.
除非你我信靠神，或者我们不会。
Unless you totally trust in him, you will not surrender and submit to him.
恐惧往往拦阻你我降服神。
Fear usually prevents us from surrendering to him.
但神的爱能够除去你我的恐惧。
But his love can remove fear.
如果你我越都知道神的爱，神怎么爱你？ 我们就越容易降服在神的面前。
The more you know about how much God loves you, then the more you're willing to submit and surrender to him.
最好的榜样是耶稣基督，你我死在十字架上。
And the best example is Jesus Christ on cross, dying
for us. 里头我们非常熟悉的，唯有基督在我们做罪人的时候，就为我们死，神的爱就在这里显明出来。
And this is a verse you were very familiar that Only Christ, when we're still sinners, he died for us on the cross.
神不是一位残暴的神。
A God is not a cruel God.
他也不是一个所谓管理奴隶的神，英文也叫做 slave driver 啊。
And he is not a slave driver.
也不是用武力强迫你我降服的神。
And he does not use force to coerce us to do things.
他不会强迫你我的自由意志来做你我的选择。
He will not remove our free will to do this or that.
所以很可惜，人不知道降服于神所代表就是得的自由，真实的自由。
But it's a pity that we don't know that by surrendering and submitting to him that we will gain the true freedom.
我们发觉这位神不是一个暴君。
We know that our God is not a dictator.
他是一个救主。
He's a savior.
他不是一个老板。
And he is not a boss.
他是你我的弟兄。
He's our brother.
第二个拦阻就是骄傲。
And the second obstacle is our pride.
我们往往你我们不愿意承认自己是塑造之物。
Oftentimes, we're not willing to admit that we are the creation. We are created.
意思讲到是我们不愿意承认你我的软弱跟有限。
We are not willing to acknowledge that we're limited and we are weak.
我们也不愿意承认说我们不能够控制每一件事情。
And we're not willing to acknowledge that we cannot control everything.
魔鬼撒旦的问题，也就是人遭受试探的问题。
The problem of Satan is the same problem that we face when we're tempted.
魔鬼是要取代神。
And Satan wants to be God.
他要取代神的地位。
He wants to be in the same status as God.
我们都记得魔鬼撒旦像是夏娃就讲到说，你如果吃这分别善恶树的果子，那么你就可以像神。
And you remember when he tempted Eve, he said, when you eat the fruits from the tree of knowledge, you will know right from wrong and you'll be like God.
这是我们原始的试探。
And this is the ultimate original temptation.
你我的问题往往就是要控制我们生活中许多的事物，以至于产生许多不必要的压力。
Our problem is oftentimes we want to control everything in our life and that produces many unnecessary pressure on us.
生活是一场斗争，但是我们不明白我们的有限。
Life is a struggle, but we don't know our limitation.
像一个神的仆人所说的，人的问题乃是因为往往他还没有走到人的尽头。
Just like a servant God said, our biggest problem is sometimes we have not reached the end of our ability.
以至于神不能成了你我的起头。
So God cannot become the beginning of our salvation.
你我，我们是要像耶稣基督的样式。
You and I, we need to be like Christ.
但我永远不是神。
But we're never God.
永远不是。
Never.
我们永远只是人。
We're always human being.
不知道在英文的里头有两个字，一个叫做 human being， 一个叫做 being。
And there are two words here, in English, human being and being.
Human being 就是你我，就是人，就是人类。
You and I, we're all human beings.
Being 是什么？就是神的一个代名词。
Being, although is another word, to represent God.
你我靠着自己，永远不可能是神，取代神的地位。
We ourselves will never be the being. We will never replace God.
人如果依靠自己，固执依靠自己，活在地上，最后可能就成了魔鬼撒旦。他为了取代神的地位。
And if you are stubborn and you only want to depend on yourself to live your life, it is a danger that you can turn it just like Satan.
我们的问题往往在依靠自己的生活的里头，产生的结果是什么？
And what is the result when we just rely on ourselves in our lives?
我们可能会激动，会生气，可能也会埋怨。
We get emotional, we get frustrated, and we complain.
像有一个弟兄所说的，他说我们总是要想高一点，聪明一点。
And the brother said we always want to be a little more higher, a little more smarter,
强壮一点
，stronger,
更有才干一点
，has more ability,
更漂亮一点
，or more look more beautiful。
更富有一点。
Richer?
我们想要拥有一切，要得着一切。当事情不是按照我们的计划时，我们就慌乱跟失望。
We want to own everything, we want to get everything. And when things don't happen according to our plan, we are frustrated.
下面我们就讲到真正的降服的意义，真意到底是什么。
Now I want to share about the true meaning of being weak and give up.
降服不是一种被动屈服，听天由命。
The surrender and submission doesn't mean that it's totally passive, doing nothing.
也不是借口偷懒。
It's not to be lazy.
也不是接受现状。
It's not to just accept the status quo.
它的意思是完全相反的。
And it has a totally different meaning.
你我在环境的里头，借着信心在圣灵的里面顺服神。
It is in our environment through faith we submit to God. We trust in Him.
神在你我身上工作。
And God's work on each one of us.
成为神的杰作。
Will become His masterpiece.
罗马书里头八章告诉我们，就是磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
And in Romans chapter 8 mentioned that will be molded into his likeness.
就是像耶稣。
And it's to become like Jesus.
降服也不是要我们自己的个性，神要你独特 的个性。
And surrender and submission is not something about your personality.
比如弟兄说，神不改变，神改变我们的 character, 我们的性格，但是神不改变我们的 personality.
As a brother said,God works on changing our character, but not our personality.
叫我们让主圣灵做主，我们应用在你我身上，神给你我的性格。
And if we let Holy Spirit reign in us, He will change our character.
所以说要做的工作就是当神的话临到你，当神临到你的时候，你会像说：“是的，主了，主耶稣，我愿意。”
What we need to do is when you receive His word, you should say, "Yes, Lord."Do as you wish.
当我们不愿意被逆拒绝的时候，我们可能就产生了一些矛盾的现象。
But if we are disobedient, then there will be difficulties and hardship.
我们往往称说耶稣基督是主。
A lot of times we call Jesus Christ our Lord.
他是主。
He is Lord.
就是一个弟兄说，如果我们不是在每一件事情上面让他做主，他不一定就是你我的主。
A brother said, if we don't let him be the Lord in everything in our life, then he may not be our Lord at all.
就像我们诗班所唱的诗歌，你是我的王。
As the songs, the choir is saying, he's our king.
神可能是你的王，可能是我的王。
God is your king and my king.
这个条件是说，你我是不是愿意完全顺服他。
But on one condition, are we willing to totally submit to him?
如果我们顺服他，他真是你我的王。
If we submit to him completely, he's indeed our king.
我们的记者在路加福音里头，彼得那个打鱼的老手，整夜劳碌打鱼，打不到什么东西。
And remember in Gospel Luke, Peter, the experienced fisherman, he worked all night, but he did not catch any fish.
那么耶稣说你在一个地方下网。
And Jesus told him to throw the net in one place.
那么捞起来，钓渔网拉起来的时候，很多鱼，那渔网几乎要破了。
And when he pulled the net up, it was full of fish, and the net almost broke.
彼得做一个最奇怪的祷告：“主啊，我是个罪人，求你离开我。”
And at this point, Peter made a very strange prayer. He said, "Lord, depart from me. I am a sinner."
一个打鱼的老手，整夜打不到鱼。
An experienced fisherman did not catch any fish.
耶稣的一句话看起来好像不合理。
And the word from the Lord, it sounds not making sense.
但是彼得能够顺从主的话去做。
But Peter followed and submitted to the Lord's word, commandment.
在降服的另外一个特点就是讲到亚伯拉罕是你我的榜样。
And there's another example, Abraham, he's also our example.
当他出去的时候，他不晓得往哪里去。
When he went out, he did not know where the destination is.
在圣经中，耶稣做圣的母亲玛利亚也是你我的榜样。
And Mary is also our example.
让他知道说他将成了耶稣肉身的母亲，他不晓得怎么办。
And when she first heard she's going to give birth to Jesus Christ, she does not know what to do.
玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照主的话成就在我身上。”
And Mary said, "I am your servant, and may your words be fulfilled on me."
耶稣的家庭，玛利亚家庭并不富裕。
And her family is not a wealthy family.
因为耶稣在圣殿献祭的时候，有钱人是献牛献羊，他们是献鸽子。
And when they went to the temple to give offerings, the rich people usually give cattle and sheep, but they offered pigeons.
玛利亚的丈夫约瑟可能很早就过世。
And Mary's husband Joseph probably died at his early age.
所以我们知道主耶稣在拉撒勒做了木匠，做最好的木匠。
But we know that Jesus, he is the best carpenter in the whole Nazareth.
知道玛利亚一生只知道什么叫做降服。
And Mary, in all her life, she knows how to submit.
所以万代称她是有福的。
Therefore, the Bible says that all generations will call her blessed.
在旧约中的例子，我们讲到约瑟。
And in the Old Testament, we have an example, Joseph.
他被他的弟兄卖到埃及去。
And his brothers sold him to Egyptians.
在埃及的时候，被他的女主人陷害，就关在监狱的里头。
And he was set up by his master, and he was sent to prison.
但约瑟仍然信靠神。
But Joseph still trusted in God.
当他后来跟他的出卖他的弟兄见面的时候
，And when he met his brothers who sold him,
他做见证，他说
，And he gave a testimony. He said,
他说他被卖到埃及，在神的意思是好的。
He said he was sold to Egypt because God has a good will.
为了拯救整个家庭。
God's good will is to save the whole family.
为我们在圣经中最好的榜样就是我们主耶稣基督。
Again, the best example in the Bible is Jesus Christ.
我们都知道他在克西马耶里头的祷告。
And we all know his prayer in Gethsemane.
他的祷告不是说如果可以就将这个痛苦的杯拿去。
And he prayed that if possible, remove the cup of suffering.
因为他知道我们的神凡事都能。
He knows that our God is an omnipotent God.
但是他祷告神啊，你如果认为我可以承受这个苦杯是最好的话，就求你不要挪去。
But he also prayed that to your will, not my will, for the cup of suffering.
若是这个是要成就你的美意，那么就不要照我所祷告的。
If this is to fulfill your good will, then do not let it happen to my will.
真正的降服是说，父啊，假如这个难题、痛苦、疾病、环境。
So the true submission means when you experience hardship, sickness, and difficulties.
如果为着我和其他人的生命能够成就你的目的和荣耀，求你不要挪开。
If God's glory can be fulfilled in my life or others' lives, and may these be not removed.
下面我们就提到软弱和放弃降服所带来的祝福。
And now we want to mention the blessings from the surrender and submission.
我想至少我们可以讲到三样。
I can think of three blessings.
第一个平安。
First is peace.
我们得着完全的平安，安息在主的里头。
We shall receive the complete peace from our Lord.
另外，我们在主的恩典里头，凡事都顺利。
And in His grace, we shall be prosperous.
第二个，我们讲到能够得到真实的自由。
Second, we want to mention we'll receive the real freedom.
神的儿子如果叫你我自由，就得到真自由。
If the Son of God make us free, then we're truly free.
第三。我们可以经历神在生命中复活的大能。
The third thing, we will experience His resurrection power in our lives.
我们把一切都交给这位神，基督能够胜过任何的试炼、试探跟过不去的难处。
If we give our everything, every difficulty to Him, He will overcome everything for us, those we cannot overcome by ourselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们彼此劝勉。
Let us encourage each other.
将你我完全交在神的手中。
So we'll totally give ourselves to the hand of God.
好得到最大的祝福。
And we will receive the ultimate, the complete blessing.
下面我们再交通一点诗上，降服是你我最好的生活方式。
And I want to share, actually surrender and submission is the best way of life.
每个人最终要降服某一个人某一件事情。
And none of us want to just submit and surrender for its own sake.
如果你降服的对象不是神，可是神以外的别人的意见、别人的期望，或者是金钱。
And if you're not surrendering or submitting to God's will, but to other people's opinion, other people's thoughts, or money, or other things in the world,
或者降服到自己的骄傲、自己的欲望，
or you submit to your own pride and your own desire.
神创造你我的目的是为了敬拜他。
And God created us to worship Him, to glorify Him.
如果以其他来代替神、代替耶和华，你我的愁苦就必增加。
And if you let these other things replace God's status in our life, your suffering will increase.
像一个神的仆人所说的，如果我们不是降服于神，我们就降服于混乱之中。
And as God's servant said, if we do not submit to God, then we'll be submitting to chaos.
降服不只是一种最好的生活方式，同时是唯一的生活方式。
Submission is not only the best way of life, it should be the only way of life.
我们再说，当我们不是降服神的时候，我们带来的是挫折、失望跟自我毁灭。
Again, I want to say, if you do not submit to God's will, it only will bring frustration, failure, and difficulties in our life.
人活着目的就是为了服侍神，为了敬拜神。
Our purpose in our life is to worship Him, worship God, and glorify God.
在罗马书十二章内告诉我们，我们把自己将身体献上，当作活祭。
And in Romans chapter 12, encourage us to give ourselves a living sacrifice to God.
那么这是一个合理的侍奉 ，reasonable service.
And this is a reasonable service.
同时也是一个最有智慧、最聪明的服事。
And this is a most wise ministry and service.
像往往你会觉得离我的难处，离我最大的问题，在我们人生的经验里头，就发觉妨碍神最大的祝福是什么。
Oftentimes, what is the biggest obstacle for us to receive God's blessings?
我们都知道，就是你跟我这个自我，这个老我。
And you know, it's the old self in us.
我们的骄傲，我们个人的野心。
Our pride and our own plans.
往往就是我们讲到是我们自我为中心，而不是为着神的旨意为中心。
Oftentimes, we are self-centered and not God-centered.
保罗一生的转机就在大马色的路上。
And the turning point of Paul's life is on the road to Damascus.
神光照他，他就降服在神的面前。
God shed the light on him and he submitted to God.
但是保罗在书信里告诉我们，他是天天带着耶稣的死，耶稣就一同复活。
And in his letter, Paul told us he carried the death of Christ every day so he can experience the resurrection of Christ every day.
降服不是一次，而是多次。降服在一生的年日的当中，不断的顺服。
And surrender and submission is not only just one time; it's an everyday event in our life, all our life.
有一个弟兄说，活祭在罗马书十二章的活祭就是你我的问题。
And as the brother said, this living sacrifice is actually our problem.
因为我们献上去以后，我们会有从祭坛上爬下来。
Sometimes when we offer ourselves on altar, then we regret and we came down.
所以一个弟兄说，可能我们可能一天可能我们需要降服五十次。
So brother said maybe we should surrender 50 times a day.
然后在神的恩典里头，我们能够顺服主、降服主，成了你我每天的习惯。
So may we submit and surrender to Him in His grace and become a character, a habit in our life.
我想我们都知道，我们主耶稣就是讲到十字架。
And we know that Christ mentioned a lot about cross.
主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
And Lord said, if anyone is going to follow me, he must deny himself.
背起自己的十字架来跟随我。
Carry the cross and follow me.
若有人要得着肉体的生命，就要丧失生命。
If he's going to keep the the life, then he's going to lose it.
如果是为了得着主的福音的缘故，就要得着永远的生命。
But if you give up life for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of Lord, you will gain life.
我们讲到父母主，并不表示说前面没有难处。
When we say surrender submission, it doesn't mean there's no problem, there's no difficulty.
我们要需许多的环节，我们需要付出许多的代价。
We must pay the price in our environment.
但是我们的神永远是得胜的主。
But our Lord is a triumphant Lord.
有一次神的仆人就访问了这个时代里头神的重要的仆人，就是我们所认识的那个学院传道会的创办人。
Once a servant of God, the founder of Campus Crusade, he was interviewed.
这个名字叫 Bill Bright, 对不对？
His name is Bill Bright.
我们知道他使用神给他的恩典，把福音综合成简单的四个福音四律。
And God given revelations, and He summarized the gospel into that four principles of gospel.
我们知道当中很多人不要乱看到耶稣传，有没有多少人看到耶稣传？
How many of you have seen the movie Jesus?
那这个就是我们神的仆人，他的服事。
And this is also the work of our brother, servant of God.
他带领着千千万万的人能够归到主的面前来。
He has led tens of thousands of people to Christ.
这个弟兄问他说，你的秘诀到哪里？
So once another brother asked him, what is your secret?
为什么神是那样的使用你？
Why God used you so much?
他说一句话，说我年轻的时候，我去跟神立了一个约。
And he said, when I was young, I had made a contract with God.
从今天开始，我是耶稣基督的奴仆。
From now on, I am the slave of Jesus Christ. And I sign my name underneath it. And this is the secret of receiving of his receiving the grace. And now we want to talk about God's will of love. In Ephesians 2:10, it mentioned that we're God's workmanship created in Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书12章第七节告诉我们，我们所忍受的管教乃是神的管教。
In Hebrews 12:7, it mentioned that the hardship we're enduring is a discipline from God.
神的旨意就是神的意愿。
God's will is His desire, His will.
使用人所能够了解的言语，把它表明出来。
And expressed in the words that we can understand.
神的旨意是叫我们能够知道如何活在这个地上。
God's will is for us to know how to live our lives on the earth.
现在，耶稣在约翰福音第六章里头所说的，他说他来不是要按自己的意思行，乃是按照神的旨意来行在地上。
And as in John 6, Jesus said he came to the world not to do his own will, but to do the will of him who sent him, that is our Father.
在罗马书第八章里，我们知道这是一个爱的大上。
And in chapter 8, and we
我们没有任何的事物能够与基督的爱来隔绝。
In Romans chapter 8, it mentions that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
是患难，是困苦，是逼迫，是饥饿。
No matter it's the famine or difficulties or hardship, it will not separate us from God's love.
赤身肉体或是危险刀剑,
nakedness or danger, it will not separate us from God's love.
保罗继续说, 无论是死是生是天使,
and Paul went on to say, neither death nor life,
是掌权的,
neither angels nor demons,
是掌权的，是有能力的，是现在的，是将来的事。
Nor any power or anything in the present or the future.
这些都不能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
None of that can separate us from God's love.
因为这个爱是在他的儿子耶稣基督的里头。
Because this love has been given to us in Christ Jesus.
我们现在讲到窑匠跟泥土。Again,
we want to look at the potter and the clay.
我们好像泥土在神的手中。
We're just like the clay in the hand of God.
你和我的被造是因为神爱了你我。
We are created because He loved us.
你我的被造是因为神爱了你我。
We are created because of His loving will.
我们有他的形象。
We have His image.
神的爱不只是好像 诗篇第一篇告诉我们，好像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
God loves us just like in Psalm 1 described for us. It's like a tree planted by the stream, and the leaves will not wither and will bear fruit in time.
结果是说，凡他所行的，尽都顺利。
And everything he does prospers.
但是神的爱不停在这，神的爱该表明显明在你我软弱犯罪的时候。
And God's love is even beyond that. It also is revealed when we are weak and when we sin against Him.
就神说，希伯来书所说的对你我的管教。
And just as it's mentioned here in the book of Hebrews, the discipline from God.
因为是神爱你我。
Because He loves us.
要你我跟在他的生命上圣洁上面的生命有份。
And He wants us to share in His holiness. Therefore, He disciplines us.
神是最认识你我的神。
God. He knows us the most.
圣经就告诉我们，我们在神的面前都是赤裸敞开的。
And the Bible tells us that we're all naked before God.
我们的思念，我们的神最清楚。
Our thoughts, He knows the most.
如果我们神许可我们一些经过眼泪、痛苦和悲伤。
If God let tears and hardship happen to us,
他的目的呢，是要我们你我更多认识他。
And he has a purpose. It is for us to know more about him.
要得到他的安慰,
to receive his comfort.
成为别人更多的祝福,
and become a blessing to others.
下面也许我们听过这个见证,
you may have heard this testimony.
有位姊妹,
a sister,
那么她非常感谢神。
She was very thankful to God.
为什么？因为她说她结婚了18年以后, 神再给她第二次的 honeymoon.
He said after 18 years of marriage, she experienced the second honeymoon because of God's grace.
她和她的弟兄先生两个都是基督徒。
She and her husband, they're both Christians.
但是这个姐妹好像她比较有亮光，对神的话好像认识多一点。And
she seems to have received more light from God, and she knows more about God's word.
然后她又看到一些亮光，她觉得这个是她先生所没有看见、所不知道的。And
she felt she has received more revelation from God, and more than what her husband knows.
那么在许多的事情上面，她总是要让她的先生，她知道，她丈夫知道。 然后什么是对的，什么是错的。
So she likes to tell her husband on many things what is right and what is wrong and what is better.
有一天主的话听到她，圣灵也光照她。
One day she received the light from the Holy Spirit.
她说，你尝试，你好像你比你先生强，你是一个女强人。
And the Holy Spirit said, it looks like you are stronger than your husband. You are a strong woman.
但是不管怎么样，你不能取代神在他的话语里头所说的先生丈夫的地位。But
nevertheless, you shall never replace the status as God's word has destined.
他从这里认罪悔改在主的面前。
So she repented before God.
还愿意在凡事上，尊她的丈夫为一家之主。
And she was willing to respect her husband, let him be the head of the household.
她也向她的丈夫认错。
And she said sorry to her husband.
她在神的恩典当中，因着主这个她身上的改变。
And because of God's grace, she was changed.
他们的关系有了变化。
and their relationship also changed.
最后他能够主给他恩典，有他第二次的哈尼蒙。
And with God's grace, they weren't able to experience the second honeymoon in their marriage.
我们最后就讲到，说今天的主律法和神的爱。
Lastly, I want to mention the law and God's love.
在罗马书里头告诉我们，律法是圣洁的，是公义的，良善的。
In Romans 7:12 mentioned that the law is holy, righteous, and good.
天父摩根弟兄也告诉我们，我们不要把神的律法和神的爱分开来。
And Brother Campbell Morgan shared with us that we should not separate the law from God's love.
不要说这是神的律法，这是神的爱。
Don't say that this is the law and the other is the love of God.
这两个是分不开的。
They're inseparable.
在诗篇里都告诉我们，他是粮食给有血气的，因为他的慈爱永远长存。
And in Psalm, it mentioned that God gave us food, gave us food to all creations because His love endures forever.
耶稣在福音里都告诉我们，我们不要为生命吃什么、穿什么在忧虑。
And in Matthew 6, Jesus told us to not worry about what we eat, what we wear.
因为你们要先求他的国和他的义。
Seek first His kingdom, His righteousness, and all these other things will be given you as well.
然后这个是违反我们的理性，我们的思维。
And this is against our logic, our own reasoning.
我没有工作，我没有饭吃，我要去找工作，我要努力工作，而不是先求神的国和神的义。
If I don't have a job, how can I make a living? I have to find a job and work and feed myself.
但这是神的律，这是神的律法。
But this is the law of God. This is His principle. Seek His kingdom first.
有一个英国的弟兄，后来神使用他在全世界，今天已经安息在主的里头。A
British brother who was used greatly by God, and he now has been away. He's been away with the Lord now.
他说他在英国伦敦服侍神的时候，没有多少收入。He
said when he served the Lord, he didn't make much mistakes.
所以他用人的话来讲，他就是 keep. Pursue the money. 他就继续追求金钱,
and he began, 用各样的方法能够赚钱。 He began to pursue money and tried many ways to make money.
那当然他也是一个神的仆人。
And he's a servant of God.
但是他后来发觉神的话是说你要先求他的国他的义, 这些都必加给你们, 他突然醒悟过来。
Then he received the word from God that seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all these other things be given you as well.
他反过来讲，追求神的国和神的义，神后来就非常丰富的供应给他一切所需要。
Then he was totally changed and he seeked God's kingdom and righteousness first, and God supplied his need abundantly.
他就讲到一句话永远不会忘记, don't pursue the money, let the money pursue you.
And he said something that impressed me a lot. He said, don't pursue the money, but let the money pursue you.
我们认不认识神是你我的天父，他是这样的爱你我。
If we don't see that God is our Heavenly Father, how much He loves us.
我们需要先求他的国和他的义。
So then we need to seek His kingdom and His righteousness first.
当我们顺服降服在神面前的时候，
So if we surrender to His will,
我们会发现神的怜悯跟慈爱，
and we'll experience His mercy and His love.
我想我们这当中有多少是做父母的。
How many of you are parents?
有多少是做父母的? 请你举手看看。
You can raise your hand.
我相信这是你我的经验。
That is our experience, isn't it?
以前父母亲讲的话都是啰嗦麻烦的，那个这个我们不喜欢听，对不对？
We used to think that our parents are so talkative and they're so preachy.
但是现在我们都知道，奇怪，父亲的话，母亲的话。 的话，不断的出现在脑海中。
But now, the words of my parents oftentimes appear in my mind.
我们要了解父母以前对我们的每种的限制，原来是对我们一种强烈的爱。
Now we understand that all these limits our parents give us is because they love us.
我以前年轻的时候总是觉得，如果照我的意思，父母照我的意思，给我所要的事物，那么这个就是父母的爱。
When we were young, we think that if the parents just do follow our will, do whatever we want to do, that is a law.
但是后来我们知道, 父母没有照我们的意思给我们，事实上, 因为父母更爱你我。
And now we know that our parents did not give us something to our will, that's because they love us.
我们在这里能够再来了解父母的爱。
And we know more about the love of parents.
在这里我们能够更进一步了解神的爱。
And we can know through this know more about God's love.
耶稣在希伯来书第十章第九节告诉耶稣，他说我来是照你的旨意行，为什么？
And the Lord Jesus said, I've come to do your will. Why is that?
因为我们的主了解完全顺服神，毫没有犹豫的顺服神，因为他了解神是爱。
That's because Lord Jesus knows that God is love, so he can submit without any reservation.
一切从神来的祝福，真正的祝福，都是根据这个条件。
Every true blessing from God is based on this condition.
基督是你我的榜样。Christ
is our example.
你我必须承认神的主权。We
must acknowledge his sovereignty in us.
真正的实际的服从他的主权。And
in our life, we surrender and submit to him, to his sovereignty.
在我们这个有理智的人，往往就是说，我们等一下，我们需要考虑考虑看看。
Person with too much reasoning will say, well, hold on, let me think about it.
但是在这事情上，不是我们要可以考虑的，也不是我们要计算代价的，这是一个例外。
And actually, there's not much to think about. This is an exception where thinking doesn't do much.
我们再回到窑匠跟泥土的关系。
Let's go back to the example of the potter and the clay.
如果我们不听神的命令, 降服在神面前, 那个结果是什么? 就好像我把我们的生命从窑匠的手中拿走。
If we don't obey God and if we don't submit to him, then it is like the clay is taken out of the hand from the potter.
那结果是没有任何的目的, 我们只是生命变成一团糟。
Then this is a life without any purpose and it's a total chaos.
便利是没有用处的,
and it's useless.
神的律法和公义能够在人的失败上得到印证。
And the righteousness and God's law is reflected on our failure.
这句话是 Campbell Morgan对我们的劝勉和教导。
And I think this is the encouragement from Brother Campbell Morgan.
相对的，人如果在人，同时也在人的成功上面得到印证。
And it's also confirmed on our success.
神向你我所要的是什么? 是相符。
What does God want from us?
再说, 因为他爱你我。
That is the surrender submission. That's because he loves us.
他要破碎你我, 因为他爱你我。
He will have to break us because he loves us.
因为在你我手中要成了神的杰作。
And we will be turned into a masterpiece in his hand.
这样我们就神的话，今天我们就交通到这里。
And I just want to share God's word this much today.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have some time to pray.
主，谢谢你把你的爱子耶稣基督给了我们。
Lord, we give you thanks that you gave us Jesus Christ, your beloved Son.
赦免我们的罪。
You forgive our sins.
我们可以上天堂。
We can go to heaven.
能更感谢你，你的爱能够显明在你管教的上面。
And we thank you also your love is revealed through your discipline.
叫我们有你的生命和性情。
So that we'll share in your character and your life.
谢谢你叫我们因着你的爱，我们能够更多的认识你。
Thank you that through your love we can know more about you.
也更多的顺服你。
And we can submit to you more.
好叫我们活出耶稣基督的事情。
So that we can live out Jesus Christ himself in our life.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们把时间交给圣灵。